100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, welcome to your hump day, gang. How's everyone feeling?
We made it to the middle of the week.
Yeah, we have.
Doesn't feel like Wednesday.
Yeah, what day does it feel like?
Still feels like Tuesday.
No, oh, well.
Strange.
It probably is.
Going back in time.
It is in some part of the world.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Back in what? Was it still Tuesday in Paris?
It would be,
it is,
I guess.
Mm.
And that's just a city chosen at random for no reason.
Not, there's nothing on the telly about it, not at all.
Not looking at it right now.
Exactly. Mm. How was your night last night, Ari? Anything exciting happen?
I just sat down and watched the games with Mum.
Oh, nice.
Actually, yeah.
Did you share a little popcorn bowl or anything?
No, Mum can't eat at the moment. It's quite funny.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
That's not fun sound.
No, I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
In the show. But yeah, I've been ripping her off all night.
That's
great
a
night.
That's a hook, I think, is what that's called in the business.
A tease.
What about yourself, Scott? Easy one last night?
Mate, trivia as always. Great turnout last night. So happy days.
Anyone take up the points offer?
People aren't saying it. But if you want to, come down. I get more people every week.
Wow.
So, and new teams every week. So if you want to come down and say,
maybe
you heard about
it
on the radio, just say it.
Yeah, you get the 50 free points and the...
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, moving along. Otherwise, they're going to hold me to it.
And nothing would bring me greater pleasure.
Not at all. Not at all, Grievo.
Than Kelly from World's End. Just saying, where's my points?
Yeah, one. You get your one?
One.
Move on. Be happy.
Exactly. How was your night, Creevo?
Oh, very nice. It's so cold last night, wasn't it?
I think it's worse this morning.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah. This is bad today.
Freezing.
I didn't
freezing.
Think it was that bad this morning.
No, the Arctic chill is on its way. Has anyone seen any signs of this aurora borealis?
Astralis.
Time of year? Astralis, yeah.
At this time of year, this part of the country.
It's supposed to be headed this way.
Okay.
I saw like an article in the Herald or something.
Yeah,
last
so apparently
night.
Southern New South Wales was supposed to be visible last night, and it's supposed to be headed our way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay. So, and the best time is between I think 9 and 2 a.m. or something.
As with all natural events and phenomena, probably going to miss Newcastle. Mm. That's okay.
No, I think we might be in for a chance in coming days.
Yeah. Right.
So keep your eyes peeled. Stuff like that excites me.
Is it just like green light rays in the sky?
Yeah, a bit purple when it's in our part of the world as well.
Sure.
So green and purple.
Oh, lovely.
Fingers crossed is all I'll say. I'd love to see that.
It'd be a great sight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, especially just from the your back deck or whatever.
Yes.
Not have to travel to the Arctic Circle or down to Tasmania.
Handy.
Jeez.
Better when stuff comes here, isn't it?
Imagine if you travelled to somewhere like Iceland or somewhere like Tasmania to get a glimpse of it. It didn't happen.
Happened to my friend.
Oh, that would give you the ear at something awful.
And they went up to, it was Arctic Circle.
Mm.
Oh, it didn't happen that day.
Sorry. Can I get a rate? You got that on travel insurance. Surely.
I don't think you can because it's not guaranteed. It's one of those type of things.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So the organisers for the games are in a little bit of hot water at the moment.
What's happened?
They're not ordering enough food for the athletes.
Is this still an issue?
Yeah. I saw this on Sky News last night about the whole sustainability issues with the vegan friendly meals, but also athletes just want protein. So they've had to order 700 more kilos worth of eggs and a ton of meat. A ton of meat.
There we go. I mean, that's a lot of omelets, I guess. Or, what do you reckon an athlete's top egg style is?
Scrambled.
It has to
scrambled?
Be scrambled.
Really?
Yeah.
Or poached.
Oh, no, that is scrambled. Healthier.
Scrambled.
You're going with scrambled?
Well, I only eat scrambled. And I consider myself an athlete.
Okay.
I only eat it scrambled.
Well, the thing about...
sorry, say that. What do you consider yourself again?
An athlete.
Oh, yeah, righto.
Yeah, isolate that. Good on you, Creevo.
Yeah, I will.
Your hot girl walks are not working up too much of a sweat, Scott, I'm sure. But the thing is... I love you. Okay. The thing about this, though, I have a solution for the games organisers.
Sure. Order more eggs.
Well, that's the thing. We are in an egg shortage here in Australia at the moment. I mean, Macca's isn't running breakfast for as long as what it used to because of that reason. But instead of ordering all these eggs, why don't, if you're going to have scrambled for choice, you get the powdered stuff. You cheat a little bit.
Because they'll know.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
If anyone will know, it's elite athletes.
Yeah, the ones that eat eggs
every
three
day.
Meals a day.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Have you got the powdered ones? That'll be an even bigger scandal than you can have three. You can have a seven instead of eight that you've ordered.
They're defrosting the frozen egg whites and they're just trying to make some scrambled out of it.
That will not go well.
It will not fly.
No.
Oh, well, spam in a can and powdered eggs. That's how you're going to fix this shortage, I reckon.
All right. Sounds worse than the vegan meals.
Yeah, I'll have
I'd rather eat a vegan
so
meal than fixing anything.
I reckon, because I think the people in Paris, they'll be cooking those vegan meals at least a bit well.
Yeah.
It's not going to be your, you know, rubbery fake meat patty or something.
Well, they were promised Michelin star quality.
That's right.
And it's not being delivered at the games, allegedly. Apparently, it's not being delivered.
Well, I heard some of them have walked out and moved to hotels.
Oh, yes.
Have left the village.
I think LeBron James isn't staying in the village.
There's no way LeBron's sleeping on a cardboard bed.
It wouldn't fit.
If LeBron's on a cardboard bed, I'll eat my hat. Like, that's...
Now, that would fix the egg shortage. We've finally sorted something out here.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Belmont Bunnings site has been the speculation of many in the community for a long time. What's going to happen there? Mm. You know, what will it be used for? It's such a big building.
It's like 400 hectares or something. It's huge. Big part of the space of land.
Yeah. Wasn't I don't know if it's that big, but it's big.
During COVID times, wasn't that used for like a vaccination centre or
it
something?
It was, yeah. So yeah, okay. I guess whoever was doing the jabs there rented it out.
Sure.
They found, this is probably a good little listing online. We'll grab
South
this.
Wales Health probably did that.
Yeah, maybe.
4.3 hectares. I missed the full stop.
Yeah.
4.3 hectares.
I didn't think it was quite that big.
Like 400 hectares. That doesn't sound right, does it?
No. It is massive, though. Big block of land there. And look, I wanted to get it for a Crevo's warehouse at one point.
Mm.
Too expensive. Turns out it's very expensive. Very, very, very expensive.
A ballpark?
Oh, no idea.
There we go.
Too much money. Too much money. I do dream of a building like that, though.
Okay,
because it's nice. You've got plenty of space.
Lots of storage.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, apparently, and this is the gossip out there, it's been purchased by like a subsidiary of Woolworths, and it's going to be made into part Woolworths store, part like big direct to boot hub and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So, and storage and all sorts of things, yeah. Mm.
They did this in my neck of the woods growing up in Parramatta area of Sydney.
Yeah.
They did this where, do you remember a number of years ago, Woolies tried to take on, with the Woolworths group, tried to take on Wesfarmers and Bunnings with Masters?
Yes.
Yes. So,
big failure.
Maybe 200 metres down the road from the existing Bunnings store, they built a Masters. Masters went under. Sold their building dirt cheap to Wesfarmers, who picked up from their original building, moved into the Masters building and got it super cheap, so they're not paying rent anymore. So now the old Bunnings building was up for sale, bought by Woolworths. So it's the same situation. From there, they've put in a takeaway shop, a new Woolworths supermarket, a hairdresser, a gym, and they've refurbished the whole thing as a big compound.
See, and the colour, like the building's already green, so they just need to cross out the Bunnings, like with a big X,
yep,
and put a W on it for Woolworths. That's a deal, right?
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if they'll do any other refurbishments. Maybe some new lights or something.
Why would you need new lights? Warehouse.
Yeah, it's already well lit.
Oh, well, I think there's, like, opportunity to do a lot of things in there, especially, like...
It's so big, right?
Well, yeah, you can have, like, specialty stores and whatever. Oh. Like, I reckon if Woolworths plays this smart, they could come up with their, like, own different chains of stores.
Oh, like, well, they own like heaps of shops already.
Yeah, but even more.
Woolies have plenty of pubs.
Woolies are biggest pokey owners in the country.
Yeah, so you could have a big... That would be good there.
What they could do better is, you know how, like, in some Woolies, not all of them, how they have the section for sushi and fresh food and whatever. I reckon they should just have like a massive sushi chain like next
the whole
door
site
to it. No, halve it and then have like this massive sushi like takeaway chain.
I'd say that sort of food would be missing a bit in that area, so you probably could call there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fingers crossed some of that cool stuff comes to mind, because it's a bit, at the moment it's just empty, just wasted.
Well, it was meant to be a good site for the Bunnings rave.
That's right, Peking Duck Boys.
Yeah, so now they've dropped that, haven't they?
Because we were all so excited. excited to get down there and just get our bop on, but unfortunately that won't be happening.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Supermarket chat continues with what's happening in the world of baskets. Now, two things, and I know it's a phrase you woke up on a Wednesday morning and you're thinking, I really want to hear about the basket situation.
Am I in a fever dream?
I'm here for you. I am here for you.
To be fair, now, we're faced with it every time we walk literally through the
doors,
the entryway. So, yeah.
Well, the first one is local influencer Russ Eats has done a PSA that the bottom basket in the stack is cable tied to the rack. Now, I thought this was common knowledge, but it's not.
Because I didn't know that.
Well, the rack becomes, when you take off the last basket, it's empty, it becomes a trip hazard. So the stores cable tie the basket to it so they don't get sued. Fair enough.
I remember seeing like a video of a lady who couldn't pick up the last basket. Mm. So she just took the rack with her because it's
happens
on wheels.
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
It's like a little cart there.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a top tip. If you're in a supermarket,
don't do it.
And it's actually.
Don't do it.
Sometimes you can even take the other baskets out and then use
it. Don't do that.
I can confirm that not every supermarket cable ties them because I've taken the last basket easily off the rack.
You will be the laughing stock if you do that.
Oh, my God.
You will be a laughing stock. Okay. Don't do that.
All right.
So big Russ Eats news. So big thanks to him for pointing that one out. The second one is the change seen to the type and style of shopping basket across Coles and Woolies. Now, I'm looking at the Woolies one right now, but Coles, you're not off the hook. 18 milk bottles have been used to make these brand new baskets that are single-handled compared to double-handled.
Yeah.
So the weight distribution is a little bit uneven because you're relying on one point rather than two. And shoppers are not happy.
Yeah, I can say that.
And by shoppers, I mean me.
Not at all. I have to agree with you with that, Scott. Like, I've used these new baskets a couple of times now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, they're shocking. Because, like, they're good. They're a good size, don't get me wrong. But, like, with the single handle now and the way that you hold the basket, you can't, like, put it over, like, your forearm and just walk around with it like what you would a normal basket. You have to hold it a completely different way now. It's very uncomfortable.
Is that because, like, all the things will slide down to one side and then it tips?
Well, yeah, well, this. It's meant to be part of their sustainability approaches by each of the supermarkets. 100% on board with that. That's great. Why can't you use milk bottles to make the existing baskets?
Well, maybe they've gone like that. This is, you know, it's one handle instead of two, so you're saving on materials.
Oh, but then they make the basket bigger, like physically bigger in size.
There goes that plan.
They're rolling the dice on this one.
Maybe they're trying to also change the design of them to make them look kind of more modern, take them in a different direction maybe.
Yeah, I can see that, but it's all well and good until everything slides down and your eggs fall out on the floor.
See, now, Krivo, you pointed out recently that you love the new shopping trolleys that are made out of plastic rather than metal.
Yeah.
I think
they're so fast.
I've never tried them.
They're like the Tesla of trolleys.
Really?
Like, wait till the acceleration on them is so good. You can, like, literally spin it around, and I have done this for my own entertainment. Spin it around with your pinky finger. You can do, you can do donuts. I recommend that you do that.
Right.
Do donuts with the trolley up and down the aisles.
Middle of aisle six with the chips.
Well, yeah.
Round and round circles.
If a few things fall off the shelf, whose problem is it? It's not yours, is it?
Or you don't own it yet. The aerodynamic side of them is why they've gone with these baskets, because they're bigger, they've got lots of holes in them.
Speed holes.
Speed holes, so you get in and out of the shops faster.
Maybe
they're thinking about you.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Scrolling through my social media this morning, and an advertisement for something that I've never seen before just popped up. I know it's only the end of July, but already I'm getting ads for the Halloween kind of festival at Luna Park in Sydney.
Oh,
have you heard about this?
No.
Is it fascinating? It's gonna be,
are you a big Halloween person?
Do you dress up? I would like to.
What about you, Scott?
It's never been something that I've done.
Never really been into Halloween. If there's a party, I'll go. That's about it.
Yeah, you're not getting a costume ready to go.
Well, we'll see. you never know when you've got to get invited to a party. You always got to have one on standby.
That's true.
What costumes do you have on standby at the moment?
Elf costume on standby at all times.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
If anyone ever wants an elf to do like paid appearances, Scott's ready.
I've done Christmas functions. I've got Christmas in July, ready to go. With my costume.
I love that.
Well, I feel like some scary face paint would definitely be warranted with that costume. Well, it turns out, it is a Hallo Scream is what it's called at Luna Park. That is coming back. It is returning. It is the biggest Halloween festival in Sydney. It includes Halloween Maze. Coney Island gets transformed with like thrills and spills and all that type of thing. It's very scary stuff. A House of Horrors will also be up. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
You should go report back.
Well, the tickets aren't available yet.
Soon, though.
They will be released soon, so just keep an eye out if you like Halloween and want to go somewhere freaky.
Yeah, that's it. It's not Halloween yet, though.
New FM. Hey! We're going to want to remember the No-Those on this day.
All right, 31st of July, 1790. Cast your mind back,
will.
The United States Patent and Trademark Office opened and issued their very first patent.
What's a patent?
Like a trademark sort of situation.
Oh, okay.
And this went to a man called Samuel Hopkins, who had a process for making potash, an ingredient used in fertilization.
Ooh,
he goes, father of fertilization.
Yeah, some might say.
Well, what a title that is.
I've known a few people with titles like that around on the journey. Then we move forward to 1967, where Rolling Stones singer Mick Jagger and guitarist Keith Richards are released from jail.
Whoa.
After serving 1 month on drug charges.
Mm. Oh, juicy.
I did not know that about their past.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Well, certainly.
Anybody tells you that water and vegetables are the secret to a long life, haven't seen the Rolling Stones up there. Anybody that tells that, look at Mick Jagger.
I think they eat a lot of vegetables these days. They've got a bit of a vegetarian vibe to them.
Potentially,
these days.
Yeah. Too little, too late.
Some might say that. I think they, like you said, that like you alluded to, they had quite the partying lifestyle back in the day.
Mm. Not that we know.
No.
Not that we know.
Because it's so far back in history because they're so old.
Mm.
Moving along, 1971, the first ride of Apollo 15 on the surface of the moon. Now, this is... Yeah, an exciting moment in time. I remember it well when I was, sort of a young man out there working in the world.
It's amazing that, like, again, it's not that long ago when you think about it, but now space travel is so realistic and so there.
But we don't go to the moon enough and other planets. Why haven't we done that?
1969 was fake. It was fake.
That is absolutely not true.
There must be truth. Channing Tatum did a movie about it.
There's no wind on the moon. How is the flag flapping?
They've got a little stick. Are you really a moon conspiracy theorist?
No.
You are. It's good to know that.
Just love to get the spoon out for a bit of stirring.
Well, you've done well. Nothing annoys me more. In 1989, Nintendo's Game Boy was released. And I did have the first one that came out, not like it was a few years later, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because it was so expensive at the start. Mine, I think, was probably 93 or something when I got it. Early days.
Is this the flip one or is this the one that was like a big rectangle?
Big rectangle.
Yeah.
Right, and you couldn't see it at night. Or even slightly dark.
Had no backlight.
No light at all. It was just black. It was like an old Nokia phone, basically.
Ugh.
That sort of style. Do you ever have any Game Boys along the journey, Ari?
I had the Nintendo DS.
Oh, yes.
Obviously. Yeah. That was
great. Colour?
Nintendogs.
Of course it was.
Nintendogs, yeah.
Was that your favourite game?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like just
fantastic.
Patting dogs, but on screen?
Yeah, you got to teach them tricks. You got to feed them. You got to take them to the park. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, interesting. You ever play Nintendogs?
No.
Scott? No?
No, I was too caught up in the Simpsons game.
Oh, fair enough.
On my PlayStation Portable.
Big Simpsons guy over here. Never forget that.
Yeah.
And then moving things along, in 2012, Bruce Springsteen did his longest show ever for 4 hours and 6 minutes.
The boss on stage.
Yeah.
You'd pay good money to watch that.
Yeah.
Especially 4 hours. Value for money. You know, most shows are not that.
God, I'd need like 3 breaks. From, like, watching it. I can't do this anymore.
Is that just generally watching him, or is it, like,
just
need, toilet breaks every hour?
I probably get sick of him after a while, to be
honest.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Each their own. Different.
4 hours, 6 minutes of Born in the USA back to back with Born to Run.
There you go.
That's all you need.
Happy as. Scott's smiling just thinking about the whole thing. All right, some famous birthdays. Wesley Snipes, 61. Mark Cuban, 65.
I don't know who that is.
Off Shark Tank.
He's the shark.
He's the shark.
I don't watch Shark Tank.
Yeah. I'll make you an offer.
Yeah.
You can refuse.
I'm gonna rip you off left, right, and center.
Yeah, but I'll be richer.
You're going to think it's a great idea.
He loves that sort of stuff, doesn't he? 65 years of age, that's retirement age. Do you think he's going to get off the job?
God, no.
Nah, he's still busy. J.K. Rowling as well, 58. She's been cancelled. Tough times for her.
Yeah, she's out.
She's out.
Put Harry Potter to bed, if you ask me. Great series. It's been great. Put it to bed. Yeah, too old in the tooth.
That's it. You know, the kids can still enjoy the books, but just don't tell them about the author. National Avocado Day. National Raspberry Cake Day. That's one for you. Yeah. I think you'd love a raspberry cake, Scott.
I'm all about the tarts.
And here's what...
Well... Your words, not ours. Hope Brit's listening to that.
Yeah, same. And National Mutt Day. So a shout out to all mutt dogs that are out there. You know,
what'd you call me?
New FM. De Novos.
Do you guys have a favourite sandwich by any chance? Like a classic cheese and Vegemite, maybe a chicken salad, a toasty maybe?
Yeah, I'm a Reuben. I love a Reuben because I like I like pickles on the side. I like a toastedness and like a good quality of, I guess, moistness of warm meat.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Scott? Nothing like it.
The best sandwich is a hamburger. Easy.
Okay. I didn't realize we were playing that game.
No, it is though. It's stuffing between two pieces of bread.
Well,
easily.
Yeah. Between two buns. Why not stuff it in there?
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, probably mine would have to be just the classic ham, cheese, tomato, toasty. I do love that. Or just like a Berliner sandwich. I don't know, just something easy.
What's a Berliner sandwich? Like that like a Holden? The little Holden Berliner?
That's clever.
Discontinued.
Yeah, I know, because it was such a terrible car.
Okay, that being said about favourite sandwiches, how much would you expect to pay for a high-quality sandwich or a toaster?
Oh, look, a top-tier one, if it comes with fries on the side, 25.
25?
25?
Yeah, if it's really, like, the best you can get.
I mean, Newcastle cafes aren't cheap.
I'd go 20.
20?
20 with fries, drink borderline.
Okay.
25 with a drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably, I probably want a drink to be, yeah. I'm just imagining $25 getting handed over and going, well, it is amazing.
You'd want to be a thick sandwich. Oh. Anyway, a restaurant / kind of cocktail bar over in New York has taken advantage of the wallets of Manhattan's elites and is now charging $150 for a single sandwich. Now, this is called the Royale with Cheese, apparently. It is the priciest item on the menu that it offers. Made from one of the world's most expensive meats, it's called Miyazaki Tenderloin.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so this is like a Japanese-style restaurant with, like, yeah, some of the top-tier ingredients in the world and comes served on a gold platter and a jar of pickles on the side.
A whole jar. Wow.
Great reference to Pulp Fiction in there for the Royale with Cheese.
Yeah.
Great reference. No wonder they're charging top dollar for it.
Yeah, and also Manhattan, like, rents are expensive, I've heard. Mm.
That's true. Upper East Side.
All that stuff. $150 doesn't sound too bad to me.
For a sandwich.
Well, it's like less than...
It's not even a full sandwich, by the way. They cut the crusts off.
That bothers me because I like... Can you request them to be left on?
I don't know.
An indicator that you make too much money, Frito, is you pay $150 for a sandwich.
Let me explain what I'm talking about.
I'd love to hear this.
So, say an sort of normal house is maybe... Like a cheaper house is like $500,000, right?
Mm.
If you times that by 10, right... That's $5 million. There's a lot of houses that cost more than that.
Yeah.
Right? And I just said a sandwich, you know, is $20, say, in your case.
Yeah.
Times it by 10 is $200. So we're not even at 200. It's not even 10 times the average sandwich. So, like, overall, I feel like it's not crazy money. But if it was $500, I'd go forget it.
But there's only two ingredients on this sandwich. Okay, it's cheese and beef. That's it.
Well, that seems... I was hoping for at least a little lettuce.
Well, yeah, where's the carrot?
Well, look, if you're willing to pay that much just for a single serving of something. You can upgrade it to make it into a happy meal by adding a black truffle cherry soda float or a white truffle milkshake for an extra $50. So a whole meal, including a drink, $200, baby. Thanks for coming.
Okay, that's become more expensive.
That sounds worse now.
Truffle
yeah.
in a milkshake.
God. I don't know about truffle in a milkshake or a soda.
No, thank you.
Seems a little bit weird. Yeah, I'm off it now.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Crazy news yesterday about Rex. I mean, I know a lot of places will be sweating because that for some places it's the only way to fly in and out.
You've got to feel sorry for the regional towns.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like a few years ago, I worked in or lived in Dubbo, and it was pretty much the only way in and out, like from a flight perspective. They did most of the flights.
Yeah, I remember I had an interview in Wagga Wagga a couple of years ago and we had to fly there. And Rex was the only one that was supported, I think, just about.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think a lot of places, it's under administrators at the moment, so we don't know what's going to happen next. Okay. And holders of tickets, they're saying they should not come to the airport until they've rebooked their flights at this point. Jeez. So, look, it's all a bit, I hate to use the phrase, up in the air at the moment.
Yeah.
Sure.
Till we know what happens. But I don't know. I hope, like, someone either buys these planes or, you know, takes some of the routes because otherwise a lot of people are going to be sort of left stranded, really.
The airline industry is copping a beating.
Yeah.
Since COVID.
Yeah.
People just aren't traveling as much. Do you blame them?
And also, even before that, it's just a tough industry.
Oh,
when you buy a ticket for like $200, say, to, I don't know, wherever you're going, the profit's like $8 or something ridiculous.
Is it only that?
Yeah, it is so low. Okay. It's extraordinary. And the cost of like buying a plane is so expensive. Then the profit's so slim. So often they're like leased and there's a whole, you know, if interest rates go up a bit, like the whole thing just comes falling down. So all I can say is, hopefully those small towns keep getting their services because sucks to lose, you know, all flights.
Maybe they're all just evaluating the fact that the risk is no longer worth the reward.
Well, it could be it. That's probably they're just running out of profit.
Probably. Well, they've now hired, I read this morning, that EY is a consulting firm has been brought on for Rex.
Yeah.
And so from there, fingers crossed, they can manage the money situation and get them back in the air.
Yeah, they might be able to reorganise.
Hopefully, if you can distribute the funds a little bit better.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And siblings go from being your best friend to your enemy in a split second.
Agreed.
And I had this with my sister growing up, that it was a constant, we'd fight, you'd make up. You'd fight, you'd make up. It was just the way of the world for siblings. And it always has been as old as time. But there are always those petty arguments that when they happen, you never live them down. I got one from at least 20 years ago that it still holds up today. And it's whether junk mail is considered mail.
What does that even mean?
Well, my sister and I placed a bet. We were in the car with Mum one day.
Yeah.
And we, again, kids doing kid stuff.
Yeah.
Is there going to be mail in the mailbox when we get home?
That's actually a great, fun bet to make.
It's an easy one. 50 cents. 50 cents. Gamble responsibly, of course. Don't put your life savings on this one.
Which, when you're a kid, 50 cents might be.
It pretty much is your life savings, isn't it? Well, the whole thing was go home, get one out of the, get whatever you can out of the mailbox. And if there's anything in there, you win.
I love this.
And there was junk mail, but not actual mail.
Like a leaflet or something.
Like a leaflet. And my sister went, doesn't count.
What?
What are you talking about? That's mail.
That's what I said.
Junk mail.
That's what I said.
Now, this is the thing. Junk mail, I'm saying that, you know, I guess that's, it is what it is.
Absolutely.
It is mail.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
Junk mail.
Yeah.
But no, she said, nah, doesn't
count. She said no.
And this petty argument went on for years. Years and years and years until Dad eventually went, I've had it. Here's your 50 cents.
Just stop talking about it.
Just stop it. Just go away. And this petty argument stuff, there's been copious ones over the years, but the junk mail v mail debate is still one that is used in the household.
What about yourself, Ari? Now, you've got a sibling, right?
I do, an older brother, and he loves to argue and make his point known. Well,
is there one that stands out? Like, petty arguments is what we're after here, like small things. Are there any that stand out, or any you've had along the journey?
Oh, I guess whose fault was it finishing the ice cream tub?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he blames me, I blame him. It's always his fault.
Always his fault?
It's always his fault. We used to, like, argue over who gets to play, like, who gets the first turn on the PlayStation as well.
Well, who owns the PlayStation?
That's a good one. Who owns the shared console?
Who was given it as a gift?
Technically, it was my brother's.
So then it would be him, right?
Yeah, but sometimes it would be fair to just say, oh, look, you're not going to use it for the next half an hour. Can I use it first? Nah, it's not yours. Don't touch it.
Oh, all that sort of stuff.
And he still does it to this day. He's not very nice.
Daddy arguments.
Yeah, what did you argue with your siblings about? 4967-4105. The pettier, the better.
That's right. Or maybe you've got kids and they're arguing about something really petty at the moment. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Emily in Rankin Park. Good morning, Emily. What's your sibling rivalry or your argument?
Okay, well, I don't have siblings, but I've got an example. I'm a teacher, and you know when it's lunchtime and kids pull out those Tupperware containers with their names on it, those hard ones that hold the sandwiches?
Okay.
Well, there's these two sisters, and if the mum has mucked up whose names on what, they will refuse to give the other one the sandwich, which is actually meant to be theirs.
Brilliant.
Wow. I love it. They're really leaning into that possession is 9/10 of the law saying, isn't it?
So they will go as far not to eat because they won't give in and give the other one the right sandwich because the mum's given the wrong container.
How do you deal with that as a teacher, Emily? What are you meant to do?
Well, if it's siblings, I just go, oh, mum will deal with that at home.
Yeah, okay.
Just like, kid, eat the damn food.
Yeah, just let that play out on its own, hey? Wow, yep. Siblings sometimes just won't give it up.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And a chance to win this morning playing the drive-through game with us. Very, very easy. You could be heading off to Rippert Golf.
Absolutely. $50 to spend there. Well, it's a family pass to go to the mini golf, which is awesome. I think it's even worth more than that.
Beautiful.
But you can book your Christmas parties now at Rippert with functions tailored to suit your needs. Now, this is great as well. I mean, if you're thinking about the Christmas party situation,
you got to be.
You got to be.
This is flying by.
And it all books out as well.
The good thing about Rippert Golf when you go there is, yeah, you can play a round of, like, all your mini golf outside, but inside you've got the sim bays.
Oh.
The simulator bays. They're so cool.
They
and people
are stunning.
Love to smack the heck out of those balls.
Well, they do.
So the drive-through is fully functional this morning. It is a game of testing your memory. If you could remember three things that Ari and Creevo say when they go through the drive-through, and you recite them back to us, you win the prize.
All right, I'm going to test you, Scott. You ready?
Go.
A small chips, a cheeseburger, and a Coke.
A small chips, a cheeseburger, and a Fanta. No, it's Coke.
See, that's how easy it is. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we? It's Christina in Mount Hutton. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Oh, good, Christina. Good.
Fantastic.
Now, Christina, what's your favourite drive-through?
I don't know. I've had issues with all of them.
You know what? Fair enough, Christina.
I love
that.
At
least you're honest.
That's true. If it was all going smoothly, though, what would you like to be, you know, having in a little paper bag next to you right now?
Probably McDonald's because that keeps the kids happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Ham, cheese, tomato, toasty all the way.
Yeah, smart. I like that. All right. Well, you know how the game works?
Yes.
Yes, good stuff. All right, three things will be ordered to drive-through worker Scott by Ari and myself. If you can get it right and repeat it back perfectly, the prize is yours. Here we go. Listening carefully.
Oh, hi, welcome to drive-through. What can I get for you?
Can I grab a pulled chicken wrapper?
An apple pie.
Anything else?
And a large potato and gravy.
All right, next window, thank you.
You've heard it. What was it?
Okay, so there was an apple pie and a large potato and gravy, and it was some sort of chicken wrap. I couldn't even see what the third one. It was like a pulled chicken wrap.
A pulled chicken wrap, did you say?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Congratulations. That's exactly what it was. Well done.
Almost missed out, Christina. You were doubting yourself for a second there.
And for somebody who is so critical of drive-thru workers, along the journey there.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Sometimes we get caught up in situations where we're stuck in a conversation with someone or a group of people and we just don't want to talk to him.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is a notorious, especially for me. Let me know if you guys are the same. If I've gone out, like, grocery shopping or I need to go get something at the shops wherever I am, sometimes I just avoid people that I know just because I just don't want to stand there and have a conversation with them. Like, I've got things to do. You know, it's nothing on them. I just really don't want to be caught up in a convo.
Not normally. No, but...
I'm a chatty bloke. I'll chat to people.
Okay, yeah, all right.
But so there is one person who I'm going to change their name
okay.
to Chatty Ryan. Right, it's totally not the name.
Okay.
This is a person I know. Oh, my God, they will talk your ear off. Mm. I've had conversations up to, like, half an hour.
Oh, just standing
there. It's just too much. Mm. And they just will not. So if I see them at a distance, like, I'll be.
Walking down the other aisle. Yeah.
I'll leave. I'll leave the building. I'll abandon my grocery cart.
Right.
It's okay. All done. My weekly shop's done. I'm out.
Well, a quick chat sometimes is a good chat.
Okay. Certainly.
Okay. Well, an article has just recently been published giving people some top tips on how to leave a conversation early by utilizing certain excuses. Okay?
Yeah, you've got to be well-versed in this.
That's right. You have to have a plethora in your mind, a list ready to go. Well, so these writers swear by some of these statements, claiming they always fly.
Okay.
For example, if a salesman stopped a person at a supermarket, you can turn around and be like, oh, can't talk, got fish in the car. Sometimes better than saying, oh, I've got ice cream in the car. Okay. It's like, no, I have fish. I have seafood. That's
seafood's
going to
go
like
bought. And it costs a lot these days as well. So that adds to it.
Absolutely. the next one on the list is, oh, got to run, got to poo. Number two.
I don't think I'd be admitting that in goals.
Yeah. Oh, well,
to a random salesperson. Sorry.
I'm just trying to get a donation out of you. I don't need to pay your bell.
I'm already doing a donation. You know, I'm about to go do a donation.
Or, you know, just got to drop off some lumber in the yard, all that type of thing.
Yeah.
Or
kids at the pool.
One that, honestly, this one works so well for our local Woolies and Coles. You ready? Oh, I've got to run. Got to try and get that last hot chicken.
Well, yeah, sometimes if they're running out, that is a good possibility.
Yeah, well, I came up with some myself.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Two that I have used.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
And it works every time. The first and my go-to is, oh, got to go. Have to go pick up my dad from hospital. Because dad's always in hospital, so...
All right, yes.
It works because you never know whether or not I'm telling the truth.
That is true, yeah.
And the second one... Second one I have used once. Oh, sorry, got to get home. I've got to administer my dog's hemorrhoid cream.
Well, you know, that's weird that I think you used that on me. Now I know that's an excuse. Yeah.
She would rather be administering hemorrhoid cream than talking to you, Chris.
Well, there you go. Now I know that that was what was happening. Scott, have you got any that you use to get out of conversations?
A classic one is, well, I'll let you go. You stop there. I'll let you go, so you're
that.
The martyr.
You've also used that on me.
I would never use that on you, Mark Crevo. You see me at Woolies or Aldi, you just take a photo of me and send it to me. You didn't even come up and say hello.
It's funnier that way.
If I get up,
I like
stopped.
To say that paparazzi caught him and they've sent me the photo.
That's it. And every time I look around, it's Mark Crevo's here. Now, and the other one, if I'm getting stopped by a salesperson on the street, if they're trying to get a donation or something out of me, sorry, mate, I'm 17. I'm underage, can't talk to me.
And believable, too, because you're a male model and you've got a youthful face. You know, so people look at you and go, maybe he's right.
Do you reckon you would use that excuse, Mark Crevo?
Oh, absolutely.
Identify as any age you want.
That's true. It's 2024, you know. If I want to say that's my age, that's my age.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning, my name is Nathan Smith. I'm 7 years old in year one at Qatar South Public School. I'm today's Weather with Skid. Today's weather's forecast is partly cloudy, light winds, and tops of 17 degrees. Right now it's in balls and it's 10 degrees. Now back to the numbers on 104.3 New FM.
Oh, yeah! Nice work. Fantastic.
Well done.
And Nathan's birthday as well today. Happy which birthday! Is brilliant. Yeah. I mean, if you'd done this yesterday, 6 years of age. Today, though, 7 years of age.
Oh, my goodness.
What a time to be alive.
Absolutely. And just in time, too, Nathan, congratulations. You've just scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party, and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day, open out Charlestown and Green Hills. KidsWorldPlay.com.au. And, of course, if you want to be our next with a whiz kid and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
And we're asking the question, when you do the washing and there's something left in the pocket, whose responsibility is it? Is it the wearer of the clothes or the washer? The washer or the wearer?
In my opinion, I think if you're wearing the clothes, you have to take that responsibility because whatever you put in the pockets is your fault.
Nah, look, I think whoever touches the clothes last before they enter the washing machine, it's their responsibility to check.
Your poor wife, Emmy, making her dig deep into those jeans of yours and take out everything.
Oh, the crusty old tissues.
She doesn't agree with me, but that's just my opinion. she thinks it is the wearer's responsibility. But I think, and if I do the clothes washing, which there have been times in our relationship when I've just done it all for a while, or we just swap. Like what jobs we swap at the moment.
You were going to say there's been times in our relationship where I've actually worn clothes. That's what I was going to say.
That's a different conversation. Sorry. Sometimes I do walk around naked.
Oh, la la.
But not at the moment. At that time, I would always check pockets, right?
Yeah.
But God forbid, a tissue goes through the wash now, it'd be my fault, I disagree with. I think whoever touches the clothes last before they enter the washing machine, it is their responsibility to check. The washer's responsibility.
Imagine cargo pants. Imagine having to sift through every pocket in cargo pants to try and get them out.
So where do you stand on this debate, Scott?
Well, I am the washer and the wearer of all my own clothes.
Okay, but say when you're a kid, or say, for example, in a hypothetical.
Yep.
You move in with Brit. Mm. And there's it's Brit's turn to do the washing this week or whatever. Whose responsibility is it?
100% the wearer. 100% the
wearer.
Really? Hey, yeah.
What a 100%. Chicken response.
So when Mum used to do my laundry.
Yeah.
Back when I was a wee lad. It would come up, get your tissues out of your pockets. Mm. Like that was a thing. And you just had to try and remember. And every now and then, there'd be things in there, like a wallet or money or something like that. Dad was a fiend for leaving money in his pockets. And Mum would be like, it's mine now. Find his keepers.
That's an interesting, element to it as well.
That's like the exact same dynamic that my parents have too, Scott, is the fact that Dad always leaves money, tissues. He leaves, important paperwork in his pockets, whatever, and it always goes through a cycle and Mum's always having a dig.
Okay, well, we're on two sides of the fence here. I think it is the washer's responsibility.
Okay.
As, you're taking that last, I guess, they're passing through your hands last, so it's your responsibility. You touched them last.
Here's one for you. Mm. You have a love-hate relationship with your headphones.
Yes.
And your wireless headphones.
Yeah.
If you left them in your pocket.
Which I have.
Yep, and they went through the wash.
Yeah.
Is that your fault?
Or it's not my fault.
It's your wife's fault that you put your headphones in the wash.
Yeah, it's in my opinion.
Or you must be a punish to live with.
How come you've let them go through the wash is the sort of thing I would say. All right, this is what we're after. We want to settle this debate once and for all. 4967-4105. Whose responsibility is it? Is it the washer or the wearer? You team Crevo, and it's the washer. Whoever touches it last is in charge of it. Or are you team Ari and Scott, where it's the wearer, whoever puts them in the washing? In Charlestown, Robbie, who's responsible, the washer or the wearer?
Put it this way, Crevo, my love does not run deep enough to pull her dirty snot rags out of someone's pocket.
Unfortunately, Robbie, That's a loss to me. I'll give you that. You can have one on your side, guys.
Yeah, okay. This might all change when your daughter gets a little bit older, Crevo.
Mm.
Like, are you going to be sifting through everything in her pocket?
Yeah, of course. Whoever does the washing has to look through the pockets.
Probably because she doesn't trust anyone else.
Well, let's see.
No way. Michelle's in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Michelle, whose job is it, the washer or the wearer?
Oh, definitely the wearer.
There we
yes.
go.
Oh, my
Common
God.
Sense from Raymond Terrace this morning.
Jeez, who knew? Who knew? So many people would not be on my side.
Okay, let's wrap this up in Curry Curry. Hey, Amy, whose job is it, the washer or the wearer?
Okay, so I can see both points of views here. However, me being a mum and doing the washing, I automatically check the pockets. It's just what I do. However, when my teenagers do the washing, and I've got two of them, they just pick it up and throw it in. Mm. So, you know, really it's their fault for not taking the time to do the washing properly. However, at the end of the day, really, if you put a tissue or something in your pocket, you should remember to get it out.
Not sure how I feel about fence sitters.
Neither. Well, not sure. I'm not a fan. Look, see, Amy was on the fence. Should we call it a draw?
No, absolutely not. Not even close, dude.
Damn it. Seems like you guys have won this.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I feel like everyone's bane of their existence is going to the dentist sometimes. Like, it is not always a
no
fun time.
No one loves
time.
It, right?
Well, my mum had to go to the dentist yesterday afternoon. She had to get a crown and stuff, which also meant...
expensive.
Yeah, like a bit of TMI, but that means they also had to cut the gum open and stuff, which means...
Hope you're enjoying your Weet-Bix.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, start vomiting up in the cereal.
Hang on. But with that, you know, she had to get numbing done. So, like, she got, like, three needles in the gums. So that meant that half of her face was numb for hours. So she came home at, like, 6 p.m. last night with, like, a droopy face and she can't talk properly. So I'm like, Mum, can I get you something to eat or drink or something for dinner? And she's like...
Jelly.
No. I'm all good, thanks. Like she's like, if I eat in front of you, you're going to laugh because I'm going to have yogurt dripping all down my face. I'm like, I'm waiting patiently with the camera just so that she can have all this yogurt because she can't, like, feel her face. So funny.
Rolls of film there, ready? Where do you even get rolls of film?
I don't know.
It's 2024, but for this moment, you're ready to take photos.
Oh, I was ready. And if I caught her in the act, I was going to frame it and put it up in the house just for her shame.
You know what? That's a plan. That
There's
is a plan.
Why she doesn't want me in the room half the time.
Fair enough.
To get out of my house. I'm sorry.
All of that. Well, I'm sure the photos will exist. You would have taken at least one, right?
I tried.
You tried, but didn't.
She refuses to eat in front of me with a numb mouth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Seems like reasonable advice.
Safe bet.
UFM. The Novos.
We move now to the area of tiramisu. Now, this is not a common topic on this show. I'll give you that.
It should be.
It should be, though, because it is an excellent dessert.
Do you know how to make it, Crevo?
Yeah. Not too hard.
No, we tackle the bigger tiramisus on this show.
Hey.
Oh, come on.
And I'm the father in this team.
Off the dome, mate.
Why are you doing the day jokes? Now, the reason we're talking about it is because the person who invented it, whose name is Roberto Linguanato, has passed away at the age of, I think it was 84. So he's done pretty well.
You sure he hasn't made linguine?
No. He had nothing to do with the invention of
Italian
linguine.
Italian joke! Woo!
But he invented this dessert in the 1970s, and it's become a worldwide sensation. Everyone knows about it.
Of course.
Even Aldi makes it.
There you go.
Even Aldi.
But he passed away, very sad. But I've decided to write him a bit of a poem, as a bit of an ode to himself, to Roberto, and the tiramisu, the dessert that he invented that the world loves so much. Before we get into it, I'd like to nominate Sapori at Taylor's as having the best one in town. That's just my personal nomination.
Not the Getty household?
Oh, I haven't tried that one yet.
You're in for a treat, Greg.
There you go. Hopefully I will be.
Mm.
But here is my poem, an ode to Roberto Linguanato. The world loves your tiramisu. It's the same colour as a leather shoe. Covered in lovely cocoa dust, have a little spoonful if you must. I like my tiramisu for breakfast, dinner and lunch. Just a little more, you know how I love to munch. If I make my own, the more rum the better. Whoops, I seem to have spilled a bit of rum on my sweater. Okay, one more shot of rum to wash the other one down. And suddenly, I think I can make the best tiramisu in town.
Good.
Watch out, Vale Roberto Linguinato, and watch out, Saporia Taylor's. With enough rum, I think I can make a better one.
That's very good. I have two notes. One, the fact that you mentioned rum, that is the wrong alcohol to put in.
It depends.
Tiramisu.
No, there's different recipes.
All right.
Masala, wine, and rum is a classic combo.
No. We do masala and Bailey's. Coffee.
It's a bit of a different one there.
And also, I like the fact that when you mentioned rum, you automatically started to sound like you're drunk.
That was the idea.
UFM. The Novos.
A very popular show on Apple TV Plus, I think the streaming service is called. Sure. It changes all the time. The Apple one, yep. It's called Morning Wars. You might have also heard it overseas called The Morning Show. So they change it depending on the market. Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston in the show.
So good, by
Jennifer
the
way. Aniston walking down the street yesterday had oil thrown on top of her.
Like, as in oil?
As in, like, black oil for the show. So it's not actual oil, but as part of the filming, because they often tackle big political issues and things that are happening in the show. So they threw oil on her as part of it, and she's fine. The initial shot was her looking outraged and disgusted, which she would. If you got oil thrown at you, you're in the show, you're in character. But then they go, and cut. And she's all smiles. She's fine.
Laughing.
So it looks a bit sludgy. It looks like oil. It's
great
not oil.
Photos of her online.
Great
situation.
Yeah.
What's been thrown at you?
Oh, for me, it was eggs. I've been egged.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
How does this happen?
No, so I was waiting in line for a store opening in South Newcastle, down in Sydney. Mm. And it was on a busy road, and you had to get there super early to get in line for this store to open. And these young hooligans came past in a car and threw eggs at, well, as several of us, but I got hit. I got shell shrapnel. I'm all right, though.
You want to have a go at me on multiple occasions for going to midnight screenings of movies, yet you will queue up for a store opening. That deserves an egging.
Hang on a second. Where were you on the 14th of April, 2000, and I can't remember.
It was probably in bed, doesn't
I? I don't know. I now have a new suspect because I didn't get a good view of them, but I did see through the car window, one of them was really good looking.
Awesome.
Like a model.
You've got to stop that.
I think it might have been you. Mm. I'm going to be investigating that. I'm going to ask for the CCTV footage. Because if it is you, I need my shoe cleaning reimbursed.
Yeah, right.
Shoe cleaning.
A bit hit my shoe. I'll never forget that.
They were just standard eggs. They weren't rotten eggs or anything.
No, standard eggs. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Does it hurt to get hit by an egg?
Look, it only hit the corner of my shoe, so I felt emotional pain, but not physical pain. Oh, what about yourself? Have you ever had anything thrown at you?
A classic, not for me, but a classic is, I've sold this before, a guy I used to work with at the deli in Coles got so mad at a customer he threw a roast chicken at him. And I love that. It's one of the all-time great stories. Yeah. For me, I had an orange thrown at me while I was driving.
For what reason?
Yeah, so I'm driving along. I'm on a main road in Sydney, and then out of nowhere, this orange comes and hits the road in front of me and splatters up on the car. Yeah. I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
Did you see who did it?
No, because they were standing on top of a train station.
Oh,
typical
naughty,
Western Sydney gear.
Naughty kids.
Typical gear.
Have you ever had anything thrown at you, Ari, along the journey, or have you been throw-free?
Once?
What happened?
Yeah, so it was back in, the early days of high school.
Yeah.
A couple of friends of mine and I, we went to Macca's, got a McFlurry each. Someone decided that they didn't like what I had to say and threw a McFlurry at my face.
Oh, my God.
Classic. That's good.
It gave me a brain freeze, let me tell you.
It sounds like a fun group of friends. I should meet them, I think.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
My favourite thing to read about anywhere on the internet is brand new foods being released by, I guess, some of our top brands in this country.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Here we go. Arnott's. They're back in the news cycle again.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. So their shapes, they're getting two new flavours.
Ooh, what have we got?
They're dropping some flavours. Here we go. First one, the 4-in-20 Classic Meat Pie, or a fully loaded Bueno beef taco flavors.
You know what? They both sound really good. I was ready. I think the pie one might be delicious.
So I love me a beef taco. Give me a taco any day of the week. So I think I might stick to the original style of tacos, but a meat pie, give it to me.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, the meat pie one sounds so good. Like, out of the original shapes, what are your favourites?
Chicken crimpy.
I'm the same.
What?
I don't like the cheese and bacon pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, you know what? Close second.
Pizza all the way. That, like, dust in the bottom. That might, like, when a pizza shapes box, there's like the remaining stuff in the bottom.
Oh, the flavouring.
The flavouring.
Okay.
I think that might be Australia's greatest mineral.
As far as I'm concerned, there's only one bad shaped flavour, and that's savoury.
Yeah, never even
tried garbage. Bother. So yeah, get the jewels off the pizza one.
Yeah, I think, like, if you have like a bag of that dust, it should be worth more than gold per kilo.
Well, I feel like that can be arranged for a very cheap price.
Yeah,
they
probably can.
UFM. De Novos.
This next story is about luggage. Now, not something we normally talk about, but they've got these new suitcases now that, first of all, you can ride them like an electric scooter. That is option number one. Mm-hmm. Option number two is they can follow you, like, with your GPS on your phone and keep just, like, 20 centimetres and just follow you around.
I like that.
That is extraordinary. So you don't have to even pull them. You don't have to do anything. If you want to walk, you can. Or if you want to ride, you can ride.
I don't really know how I feel about riding along, standing on my shirts and socks and everything. Well,
it's like a hard shell case.
Still, gravity, mate. Well, it's all going to compress down.
You can just have it follow you behind.
That's what I'd dick.
Or, for me, I'd probably just ride it. Now,
you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. They're so popular in Japan, in some places they're having to crack down on them because they say they're counted as a vehicle. And people are riding them on the roads and stuff.
Oh, that's silly.
Which, the whole thing is quite funny.
Mm.
But they're putting motors in everything now. Mm. And rightfully so, because a lot of things for too long have not been motorised. A few that come to mind for me straight away. First one, the TV remote. Can we please have that following technology in the TV remote? It was like three times last night, couldn't find the remote.
This is your poor memory, mate.
Well, it was like stuck down the side of the sofa or whatever. If it had that follow me technology, happy days. It would just follow me everywhere I went, which would be great.
That's true. That's true.
Another one, kitchen drawers. Mm. Oh, my arms are tired from all of the pulling out of kitchen drawers and closing drawers all the time.
Yeah.
Why can't you just wave in front of a sensor and they come out?
I'm sure they have them somewhere in the
house. Well, why couldn't I order it when I got my kitchen?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that should be everywhere. And it's not like motors are expensive. On eBay, you can have an electric motor for $1.87.
Done.
Technology's there.
Why don't you try and sell this idea to, like, Hotondo Homes or something?
Well, it is a good idea. Yeah. Patent pending to any kitchen designers. That's mine now. You can't take it. That's the law. Here's another one I'd like to get going. Electric prams. Because I've just had the baby.
Shit.
And I'm pushing that thing everywhere. Once again, the guns are getting tight, you know?
Yep.
And if there was a little motor, it could have, like, automatic braking, all sorts of stuff. They got the technology. Just get that thing installed already. What about you guys? Have any come to mind for you?
I got one. A motorized playset. Imagine if you could just sit on, like, a swing set, flick a button, and it does all the swinging for you.
Oh, my God.
Imagine fantastic. It. How good would that be? Yes.
Can they just hurry that up? So when Esme's at the park, I just press the button, all the swings go swinging.
Mm. You see the videos of, like, they say parenting hacks is that one of the parents sits on the veranda with a big piece of string attached to it and they just pull the thing.
Mm. That's old school.
Still too much effort.
And a lot of string.
Flick the switch.
Yep, absolutely.
That would be good. Another one I would like is self-opening snacks. Now, this might be something you could get behind, Ari. You're a big snacker.
I'm a huge snacker.
Like, imagine that. You press a button and the chips open. So much easier. Because some packets as well, it's so hard. Like, why is it so hard to open?
I mean, you guys have seen me every morning eat my abundance of snacks. And sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to open one packet.
That seems like a really long time.
It seems excessive.
And maybe you could get scissors in the meantime.
Maybe.
in the future, I feel like you should be able to press a button and it opens. That would be excellent, wouldn't it?
Imagine if you had motors and everything around your house when you were renovating. Literally just, you don't have to pick up the couch, just move it.
Why isn't that? Or cleaning.
Yeah. Or even like moving in, moving out.
Oh my God, just like go into the truck, a little ramp, up it goes.
Oh my God.
Fridges, all the heavy stuff just wheels out.
A robotic toilet cleaner.
Oh, please.
Like one of those vacuums, what are they called? The Roombas.
Robot vacuum.
Yeah, the robot vacuums that go around the floor that you do out your floor plan, and then it just follows it. You do out your dunny plan, and it just goes around your bathroom, spick and span.
Oh, my God. Can we just hurry this stuff up, please?
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
Let's go.
What are you up to after this, Ari?
Well, I have a special task from my mother.
Oh.
She's given me a list of things that I need to go get at Aldi. But because it's Special Buys Day today, Wednesday being Special Buys,
right.
I'm going to go to Edgeworth Aldi and try and find us some slippers because ours, we've just thrown ours in the bin. Like, we've worn them literally through the sole.
And it's on Special Buys Day, is it?
Yes, because I have like these specific fluffy slippers, like open-toed fluffy crisscross slides.
What size is she?
She's a 10, okay. I'm a 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck in your slipper search. Because sometimes they sell out so fast.
Well,
right?
We need to get the right colours too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you going to reveal what colour you're getting?
Mum needs a royal blue. Okay. She is the royal of the household. Right. She's the queen. And I'm getting a pink.
Okay. She is the queen. You are the sorry people.
Yes.
All right, Scott. What about you? What are you up to?
I am on the lookout for a brand new cord hat.
Hey?
It's time for a new hat.
Yeah, how long have you been wearing the VB?
I've been wearing the VB one for a little while.
It's a little corded. What's wrong? Is it just worn out?
Nothing wrong with it. I just like a good hat collection.
Okay. Ooh. How many is in your collection?
I got a few. I got a fair few.
Come on, admit how many it is.
No, I'm not going to, but a big shout out.
Is it more than 50?
No, it's not more than 50.
More than 60?
No.
Oh, okay.
Less, way less.
Right, right.
But I'm looking at the
20.
Not saying the thing. A big shout out to our local pubs, particularly City Junction Hotel, SJ's on Beaumont Street.
Really?
When they do the free hat promotions,
yeah.
Doing trivia nights around the traps. Do you know how many free hats I get given?
I don't know. How many?
You're trying to catch me out here. You're trying to catch me out
is
here.
Is it 40?
If I can sneak a good deal on a hat, I tried to buy one recently and it was going to cost me $44. I'm not about it.
Okay, here's a thing. If you have a business that's got corded hats, is you only wear corded?
Or cord hats, like the bumpy hats. If you've got a business with corded hats, I will rep it around town for you.
Scott will wear it around and, you know, he's got some celebrity to him, so you'll get brand recognition.
Of course.
Off that.
And I wear it everywhere, even this morning, where the Wiz Kid was in. The hat's in the photo.
The hat is, yeah, that's it. So it's going to be in photos, online, on socials. Yep. You get your business known.
Mm.
I'll take a free hat as well. Do you want one, Ari?
No, by my own.
Don't be cheap. The free hats are coming to me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Only for Scott.
Get your own thing.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.